We're learning the laws of Tzias HaPas and the laws of the proper reciting of the bracha over the challah, how it should be recited and said. Of course, the proper way of saying it is to say at least the words correct. The Mechaber tells us that sometimes, even if you didn't say the proper bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, nonetheless, you may still have fulfilled your obligation. It says as follows. In B'makom Birchas Hamotzi Berach Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro. If a person says Shehakol, which we know typically covers all different things, Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro, translated literally as through whose word everything came to be, so therefore it's really an all-inclusive bracha. Osha Omar, if a person says not in the language of the bracha, Lashon HaKodesh, rather he says, Baruch Rachmana Malkam Marei Dehai Pita, in which he does mention the idea of bread, but it's just not in the language which we're familiar with, concludes the Mechaber Yotzi, you fulfilled your obligation. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have fulfilled your obligation, Yotzi only is Bidiyavit. L'chad Chila, it's Aser. A person cannot just say, well, I'm not sure all these brachos, so I have to know this bracha, that bracha, so I'll just remember Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro and I'll be covered. That's only Bidiyavit. L'chad Chila, you should go out of your way and make sure that you're saying the right brachos over your food. So the Mishnah Berurah then continues and says as follows. He says that the reason why you fulfilled your obligation by reciting the bracha of Hamotzi, Hainu after pas, hu davar chashuv. Even though the reality is pas, we look at as something special, and therefore warrants its own bracha. Fil hachi mahani b'di'evad im berach shakol. It's good enough b'di'evad you fulfilled your obligation by saying shakol nibidvar, v'kol shekein al kol davar. If a person can say shakol and fulfill their obligation on bread, then certainly one could deduce Kavachomer, that on other foods as well, saying Shakol is sufficient. And then he points out, certainly this individual did say Shem Malchus, namely Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam. So you got the first six words right, unfortunately ended off Shakol in the Midbar, nonetheless, you are Yotzi, you fulfilled your obligation. Now, the Mechaber also mentions this other situation in which a person is Yotzi, you fulfilled your obligation, B'di'eved, in which one can ask that we know when it comes to Brachos, as well as other things, nemar b'chol lashon. It doesn't have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. It can be said in any language. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though that's the case, haynu hecha d'loshina klal menusach habracha. That's only when you did not change the actual meaning of the bracha. It was said exactly the way it would have been translated. Avol hacha, but over in this situation, the Mechaber brought, harshina menusach shekava chazal b'lashon HaKodesh. He changed it. Since you did mention Hashem's name and Malchus, as well as the idea of what you're making the bracha on, namely bread, therefore, B'di'evid, you have fulfilled your obligation. Now, the Be'er Halacha discusses, okay, we talked about Shehakol. How about other brachos? What if a person says a different bracha on bread? For example, the bracha of Borei Minei Mizonos. Now, Borei Minei Mizonos, also, it sounds like a very generic bracha, which means who creates species of nourishment, which could really mean a lot of things, not just necessarily bread, like things which are similar to the five grains. So the Be'er Halacha says like this, V'im Berach Borei Minei Mizonos. You have a bagel, you have a nice piece of bread, and you make a mizonos, das harbe achronim deyotze b'di'evad. Many are of the opinion that you have in fact fulfilled your obligation. If you hold like the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he would be one of the opinions that say you have not fulfilled your obligation. However, many of the achronim feel that if you would make on a piece of bread, borei minei mizonos, you have still fulfilled your obligation. He says, as we mentioned, Abirchas Boreimene Mizonos, he bracha koleles kamosha hakol. It's considered like a generic bracha. Biyotzi al kol davar. Just like on shahakol, b'di'evid, you can say a shahakol on anything and b'di'evid have fulfilled your obligation. So too, you could say Boreimene Mizonos on anything because it basically, as we said, it means that Hashem creates species of nourishment. However, he says there's only a few exceptions, chutz memayim melach, when it comes to water and salt, which they themselves do not provide nourishment. so that you would not fulfill your obligation by saying Brahman and Mazonos. However, anything else, in fact, a person would. Now, you can imagine that since we already asked the question of saying Shahakol on a piece of bread and Brahman and Mazonos on a piece of bread, probably there are other brachos out there that are up in question, such as Borei Pri Ha'adama. Maybe if you say Borei Pri Ha'adama on a piece of bread, that's also good. After all, it does come from the ground. So maybe a person who says Borei Pri Ha'adama on a piece of bread is also fulfilled their obligation. So this already is even more questionable. And the Piskei Tshuva says that because there are many Gedolei Achronim that feel, on one hand, that you are B'dieved Yatzah, but there are many others who are of the opinion that you have not fulfilled your obligation at all. Certainly, Rabbi Akiva Eiger feels this way. Because of this, obviously, you should not say Borei Pri Ha'adama. The question is, I did. I made a mistake. So what should I do? So he gives us a couple pieces of advice on Eitzah. He says as follows. V'nachon l'hotzi nashom meplukta, a way that you could remove yourself from this argument, sheyishma mi'achar habracha kohogin v'yachavin l'atzeis. Because the problem is, if maybe you are yotzi b'dieved, you can't say the bracha hamotzi, because then it's possibly, since you did fulfill your obligation, it's a bracha shein tzrich, you don't have to say it. So then what could you do? Well, you can't say it, but maybe there's someone nearby that did not yet make hamotzi, and therefore you could ask them to have you in mind and say the bracha out loud, and therefore you could fulfill your obligation through him, just in case you were not yotze with your Borei Pri Ha'adama on the bread. Unfortunately, not everyone is always in such good company. Maybe you're all by yourself. So what could you do? You still can do something else. Yavsik achilaso, assuming that you ate the least amount of bread of that of a kazayas, stop your meal, make berachas hamazon, bench, beyitol, then you should stop for a few moments, and go outside, as we said before, some type of a break, beyitol yadav shuv yabarach kohogen, and then you wash again and make the proper bracha, hopefully this time, namely hamotzi. Now, let's say we're not talking about you yourself. Maybe you said this bracha on behalf of others. So we already have this question of Borei Pri Ha'adama for yourself. What happens if I said Borei Pri Ha'adama on this piece of bread and I also wanted to have you in mind? So maybe that same doubt and issue comes about with you as well. So Piskei Tshuva says it's not the case. He says, Mekol Makom, nonetheless, Motzi Acherim Yidei, Im Motzi Acherim Yidei Chavasa, Bevracha She'enu Chol Hadeis. If you say a bracha which is not 100% perfect, something which is questionable, and the person who hears this will certainly samulev sheinu hogan. They'll hear that this bracha was obviously not said properly, because everyone knows you don't say such a bracha on a piece of bread. Yecholon heim achakach levarach ba'atzmam. That person is allowed to say the bracha themselves, the correct one. Ah, didn't they already fulfill their obligation by hearing, possibly hearing the correct, at least fulfilling their obligation by hearing Borei Pri Ha'adama? No. Ki ein him rotzim latzeis bebracha she'enu l'chadchila. A person only wants to fulfill their obligation if they hear something which is in the up and up, l'chadchila. And therefore, since you put them in this area of shade, of gray, in which maybe I fulfilled my obligation, maybe I wouldn't have fulfilled my obligation, I didn't want at that point to have listened to you to begin with, and therefore I could still make my bracha hamotzi. In conclusion, the Piskei Tshuva says that since when it comes to Brahman and Mazonos, if you would say that bracha, we do find that technically you have fulfilled the obligation if you set it on a piece of bread, but you should not make the mistake that just because that is the case, that she'im ha'il al-fana mini mazonos, let's say you have a piece of cake in front of you, and you make the bracha brei mini mazonos, which you should have, while you gam lechem afana, but also on the same table, there's a piece of bread. V'kivan l'hotzi gam es alechem. You would think, maybe, since brei mini mazonos, if I would have set it on a piece of bread, that technically I fulfilled my obligation b'di'evet. So therefore, maybe if I make a mazonos on a piece of cake, when this in the same room, in the same table as a piece of bread, that also covers the bread, ain't a mayel, that doesn't help. Even though you made mizonos, but your mizonos had in mind only on this piece of cake. And therefore, certainly one would still need to make another bracha, hamotzi, later on.